Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Late and unpredictable school buses have posed a huge challenge to school districts. A shortage of drivers is often cited as one cause, but school leaders say changes in the school bus business market are also playing a role. WBUR's Carrie Young explains.
For Boston parent Joanne Matthews, a late school bus has become a regular part of the day.
Yeah. We're used to it from last year, so it always, if it says it comes at 7:57, it comes like at 8:15, so it will get here. It should get here, you know.
The ongoing problems with Boston school buses may be the most widely known, but other districts have struggled with this issue too. Take Worcester, for example.
It was late for a solid week, and he get the late mark on his schedule.
We're all waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And there's never any communication to tell us that, no, really, your bus is going to be coming a half an hour later than we ever told you it would.
That was parent Claudia Restrepo and Eileen DiBenedetto. Bus companies have struggled to find drivers and staff routes, especially when the pandemic led to a labor shortage. But public leaders and bus industry officials say the bigger issue is that there's a shrinking number of companies that offer school bus transportation. One major industry group says it's down by at least 20% since the 1980s.
You know, you want to call the office and say, hey, can you check out the GPS and find out where this bus is? But you can't get somebody on the phone because they're dealing with sort of crises all over the place.
Salem School Committee member Beth Ann Cornell thinks her district's contractor, North Reading Transportation, is stretched too thin. NRT also serves other large urban districts like Haverhill, Lawrence, and Cambridge. She says she feels stuck with this company because the last couple times her district sought vendors, only one company placed a bid.
It's not like we're choosing from among four companies and we choose the one that's, you know, the best fit for us. You take what you can get.
A spokeswoman for NRT says they're, quote, in constant communication with our school districts to ensure our students are safely transported to and from school each day, end quote. She added that they're also beefing up driver recruitment efforts. Glenn Kucher with the Massachusetts Association of School Committees says weak competition for school bus contracts is a statewide issue.
Any district that went out to bid would be lucky to get a single bid that they liked, and certainly would be extraordinarily lucky and rare if they got more than one bidder.
Without competition, schools also worry that companies have less pressure to keep prices low. Pam Riopold, the president of the industry group School Transportation Association of Massachusetts, understands why schools think this puts them at a business disadvantage. But she insists the industry is just shrinking and most contractors aren't inflating prices.
There's just not enough buses anymore, anywhere across the country. Those that have drivers are at a premium.
Riopold argues there are several reasons bus companies kept folding in recent years, particularly smaller, family-owned businesses. One factor is a state law that requires school districts and all public agencies to pick the lowest responsible bidder for contracts.
You don't have to be the best. You don't have to have the best safety rating, the best maintenance, the newest vehicles.
Another factor is when larger national companies purposefully underbid to gain a foothold in a local market. Cherie Lewis with the Association of School Business Officials International says they might propose a lower-than-market rate to win the contract, driving out smaller companies and the competition. That gives them the freedom to raise prices later.
If they compete, they'll very much underprice it the first couple years of your contract. And then once you're on the contract, you're kind of hooked unless you got some resources to get out of it.
Frustration with the school transportation market has grabbed the attention of Massachusetts lawmakers. In 2019, a commission explored inefficiencies in this sector. The final report didn't gain much traction due to the pandemic, but lawmakers are hopeful they can revisit the recommendations in the next session. In the meantime, school districts are mostly trying to reduce the stress on their bus systems by encouraging more kids to walk or bike to class. In Worcester, officials took an even bigger step. They're running their bus system in-house this year. We'll check in on how that's going tomorrow. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.